This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A friend of mine contacted me, asking me, what else can a person do other than dua in order to help our brothers and sisters in Palestine with this struggle? By the way, if you didn't watch my video, Victory is Near, which was posted a couple of days ago, you will find a link in the description below, inshallah ta'ala. But what else can a person do? That was his question. Not only that, but he said dua is the weakest form of faith in these types of circumstances, which I totally disagree, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah, that du'a is ibadah, which means du'a fulfills the very purpose of our existence, because we were created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So du'a is very essential. Du'a can change the qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't ever underestimate the power of du'a. But what else can a person do? First of all, my brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone who's watching, I really don't know your situation. I know myself and I know what I'm capable of. And this is what everyone should look at to discover or rediscover who you really are and what talents, what abilities, what skills you possess, and how can you utilize that to serve the cause of helping those who are in desperate need in Palestine. What I know is that we shouldn't sit back and relax and watch what's happening around us and do nothing about it. We should all be part of the solution to this massive problem that has been going on for years. You shouldn't be, what I know for sure, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you shouldn't be, or you shouldn't become part of the problem by just watching and do nothing about it. What I know for sure, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is that victory will definitely be granted to those who work for it. But wishing for victory to take place without doing your part, without being part of it, it's just foolishness. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut." A wise person is he who calls himself to account and do righteous deeds that will benefit him after death. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. And the weak person is the one who follows his temptations and desires and then wish upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change his conditions or to fulfill his desires and wishes without actually working for them. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, decide for yourself. Are you that wise person or are you weak? In the previous video, I was trying to send a message of hope to all the Muslims around the world that victory definitely is gonna come. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant victory to the believers if they believe, if they truly fulfill the requirements of Iman. I was not trying to motivate you, and that's about it. I was always repeating the phrase, do you believe? Which means, do you have the required iman that can change the situation in your favor? Look around you on social media, you see a lot of people praying and making dua, Ya Allah, grant us a prayer in Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. We say ameen to that. But what have you done, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to regain power over Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa? Are you making that dua without doing what it takes to be one of those who will insha'Allah ta'ala prostrate at Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa? Or are you waiting for those Palestinians who've been fighting for generations to free Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and tell you, welcome, the masjid now is yours to come and pray in it? So I'm not here, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to tell you what exactly every individual in this world should do to grant Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and Baytul Maqdis and Jerusalem and Palestine freedom. I'm not here to tell you the exact steps that will grant us victory. Maybe we have some essentials that need to be fulfilled, but everyone knows his own ability and capacity that may contribute to victory. So you'll have to discover that on your own. So it is absolutely without doubt the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near. But it is us, my brothers and sisters in Islam, who will come closer to that victory. It's not just gonna come to you without you taking a step towards that victory. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition or situations of people unless they change themselves, unless they take the first step towards that change. So don't sit back and relax and wait for victory. Don't wait for another Salahuddin to arrive. You be that Salahuddin. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to those who do righteousness, who do ihsan, goodness, perfection. So instead of us saying, Ya Allah, grant us that victory which you have promised, we should rather say, Ya Allah, grant us strength so that we can deserve your victory. Grant us energy, grant us courage, grant us resources so that we can deserve that victory. If we were able, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to convert our pain and agony for our brothers and sisters in Palestine to repentance, righteous actions, becoming true Muslims, just like how the Prophet ﷺ had trained and told the early generations. If that was the result after seeing the latest disaster in Palestine, then victory will definitely draw nearer and nearer, insha'Allah ta'ala. So if we were able to change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change our condition. And at that time, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the last thing that will even cross our minds would be how strong our enemy is and how supported they are and so on and so forth. We wouldn't even think about that because our iman at that time will be much stronger. How many times, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you have protested for the cause of the Palestinians? How many times you walk down the streets shouting free Palestine, free Gaza? How many times? But how many times you repented and you remain consistent? How many of us remain consistent upon the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had intended for the believers? This is what it takes for victory to draw nearer to us, is our istiqamah, our steadfastness. How strong you are as a believer would determine our victory, insha'Allah ta'ala. And I'm not trying to act here self-righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. I need that guidance. I need that iman more than anyone else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from riya, nifaq, and su'il akhlaq. May Allah protect us from hypocrisy, showing off, and ill manners. Ameen. But be careful. And the advice is for everyone, and me included. وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا Those who turn back to where they were and leave the path of righteousness and leave الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ and leave the straight path that would be, insha'Allah ta'ala, leading us to Jannah, you will never harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. You will never harm the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. It is only your loss and perhaps the loss of the ummah. Be careful, my brothers and sisters in Islam. إِن تَتَوَلَّوْ يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ If you turn back, if you deviated from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will substitute in your place another people and they will never be like you. In other words, they may be or become better than you. So let us decide today, my brothers and sisters in Islam, whether they cease fire or not, it doesn't matter. Let us repent and renew our faith and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practice this beautiful religion as it should be practiced. And let us, insha'Allah ta'ala, make that intention that our repentance, insha'Allah ta'ala, will become the reason for victory to draw nearer to us. What we need to seize as an opportunity during this very difficult time, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is to differentiate between truth and falsehood, and the people of truth and the people of falsehood, and to never fear to accompany the people of truth and to stay away from the people of falsehood, and by becoming consistent in our acts of ibadah and righteousness. So as I started this video, my brothers and sisters in Islam, by saying that I don't really know what is your ability. I don't know what skills you have. I don't know what talents Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gifted you with. You decide for yourself. How would you want to help the people of Palestine? What do you have? What do you possess that no one else has that perhaps would be an aid and would be a reason for the victory to come closer to all of us as an ummah? Use this not only an opportunity for you to work towards freeing Al-Aqsa and Bayt al-Maqdis, but also to share the message of Islam with the rest of the world. Da'wah is the work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the prophets of Allah, and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had left behind the knowledge that we have inherited. And our job as Muslims is to share the message of Islam with the rest of mankind. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً The Prophet ﷺ said, convey on my behalf even a single verse. So this is your chance. This is your opportunity. The world is watching the Muslims for the past many years now. So seize this as an opportunity. Free Al-Aqsa by renewing your faith and become an example that people will look at and say Muslims are great people. This is just the beginning. To take this deen as your first priority in life, to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His messenger, as your priority in life. This is the beginning. If you don't have jealousy in your heart for this deen, then victory will never be near. If you're heedless and you don't know that this life is temporary and you're enjoying its thrilling channels everywhere and temptations, then victory will never come near to us, my brothers and sisters in Islam. So the question now is, will we ever visit Al-Aqsa after it is completely freed and given to its rightful owners, the Muslims? This question must be answered by asking ourselves another question. Will I be part of the problem or the solution? May Allah protect us all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.